Recorded Books and RB Digital present Never Again, No More by Untamed. Narrated by Lola James, Sable Lynn, Ebony Mendez, and Tamara Thompson.
Trinity. Will this shit ever end? I thought while listening to Pooch rant and rave again. It seemed that was all he did lately. I swear. This mother sucker really had begun to piss me the hell off. I love that nigga, though, and he took care of us. I mean, how many men do you know who would let you live up in their house for free with two kids that ain't his? Exactly. Slim to damn none. But if this nigga didn't shut the hell up soon, I was gonna slap the piss out of him. Trin! Do you hear me? Trinity! Pooch screamed. Interrupting my thoughts. This dude is killing me. Yes, Pooch. Baby, I hear you, I said with a sigh as I brought him a roll of toilet paper. The whole damn neighborhood can hear you with all that damn fussing and screaming you're doing. He swung the bathroom door open and snatched the roll of tissue out of my hand. Well, if you actually listened and heard your ass up when I fucking called you, then I want to be fussing and screaming, damn, he yelled, continuing to take a dump, as if I wasn't standing there. Hook up with you, bring a bitch in, along with her two snot-faced brats, treat her to the finer fucking things in life, and you treated me like shit? You don't treat that nigga Terrence like shit. Oh no, not that motherfucker. He gets the royal fucking treatment. I'm your man. I tell you what, why don't you let that motherfucker take care of you, those kids, and the one me and you had? That would sure as hell free up my damn pockets. I wanted to argue, but the stench coming from the bathroom was making my stomach turn. This nigga's scent was so loud, you could smell his shit two doors down, it seemed. Whatever, Pooch, I mumbled as I turned to walk away. He reached out and grabbed my arm. Where the fuck you going? I'm talking to you. I held my nose to avoid smelling the odor. Pooch, it fucking stinks in here. Shit's supposed to stink. You think your shit smells like roses? Oh, I bet you didn't say that when that nigga Terrence took a damn dump, he yelled. I rolled my eyes, thinking, here we go. Terrence this and Terrence that. Pooch, please. I need to check on the baby. Wait until I get my ass off this toilet. Just wait. With that, he let my arm go and slammed the bathroom door. Pooch, I love you, I said faintly before I walked away. I checked in on Princess, and then I headed to our bedroom. It was true. I really did love Pooch more than anything, and I knew that he loved me. 2.5 years ago, it hadn't been like this between us. The source of our heartache was my first children's daddy, Terrence. Back in the day, I knew Terrence from around our neighborhood in ATL. He used to play football at Frederick Douglass High School, and from what I'd heard, he was working and attending Atlanta Tech. That was just how it was in the hood. Everybody knew everybody, and everybody knew your business. I officially met Terrence at the teen club 6 years ago. At the time, I was 15, and he was 19. And that dude captured me at first sight. He was so good-looking that every woman wanted Terrence. How could they not? He was a tall glass of sexy butterscotch with muscles for days. I didn't know if it was his light brown eyes, his shoulder-length dreadlocks, or that damn goatee, but everything about him was rugged and sexy. I still remembered when his 6'3" frame walked up on me while I was dancing to that new joint by 50 Cent in the club. While my best friend Lucinda and my cousin Charisse and I danced, I was damn near ready to rep New York instead of Georgia as my home state. Now, I was a GA peach through and through, and I'd never turn my back on Hotlanta. But damn, when that song came on back then, like everyone else from the Dirty South to the Bay, I was pumping that shit. Clad in my tight, dark denim jeans, yellow tunic top, and wedges, I looked hella good, and you couldn't tell me I was
Sample complete. Ready to continue?